Attention hoop nerds. The 6-way basketball tournament is coming back to Madison College December 16th and 17th. Through the next few episodes, you're going to hear from the participating coaches and learn a little bit about their players and their teams. Lacrosse Central is returning as champions, and they play Friday night in the 8 p.m. game versus Joliet West. To kick off the event, we have Nina, defending Division I champions in Wisconsin, versus Wanakee at 6:30 on Friday night. And a new feature to the 6-way basketball tournament, to start Saturday, we have a showcase game between the Verona Wildcats and the defending Division III runner-up West Salem Panthers. 608basketball.com is linked in the notes. Make sure you get your tickets today. You don't want to miss out on high school basketball's best.
Do you think we should have cleaned up that bench? And, you know, of course, they'll go back out and clean it up, and then they'll learn the next time to do that.
Welcome to Hoop Nerds with Billy Kegler, presented by the Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Association. We talk to coaches, athletes, and more to learn from their stories and apply learning lessons to improve each individual and stimulate growth for your program, team, staff, and self. Follow along as we explore success and failure en route to improving the game of basketball.
Coach Wagner, welcome to the Hoop Nerds. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Billy?
I'm great. So this goes back to when I was in college and your kids were coming to Junior Eagles camps. And I remember those days. And then your kids grew up and became great basketball players. And I wish I could say I had something to do with it at those Junior Eagles camps, but that may not be the case.
Well, both my kids remember you and remember it, good experiences. So I think you maybe coached one of Nick's teams one year with the Playmakers or helped out a little bit. So
yeah, we did.
They remember that.
Good. Well, hopefully I get to see them in December at the tournament then. But in any case, we'll get to that. But let's hit the rewind button. Tell me about the first time you coached something, anything, and an experience or a memory that sticks with you from that.
Boy, the first thing I coached actually was baseball. It was kind of my summer job when I went to college. A friend of mine and I, we ran the youth baseball program in our local town. So we had, probably 7 or 8 teams that we split up between the two of us. And so we, you know, one of us is always running practices, or if we could on weekends, we went to the tournaments together. So it kind of was a seven-a-day week job in the summer. And it was just a great experience. I remember the relationships I built with kids, and I see those kids still around today and talk to them. And, you know, some of them are doctors, some are lawyers, and they're all over. And it's kind of nice. I guess the thing I remember is relationships I built with those young kids, and how throughout the years we've been able to maintain some of those relationships.
So as a young coach, what was something that you did that, and maybe regret's the wrong word, but like, you realized, oh, it's probably not what I should be doing as a coach, but you thought it was the right thing because of your playing experience.
Yeah, boy, there's so many things that I did as a young coach that, everyone, you learn as you go. And, you know, probably the biggest thing I would say that I did wrong is maybe there maybe wasn't that separation that you have now between coach and player. And I was a 19-year-old kid and coaching 14-year-old little leaguers. And, so it was a pretty, just a pretty good relationship. But, yeah, probably some of the things I heard them talk about and were talked about, discussed, in hindsight, those probably weren't proper conversations. So.
Well, that's interesting now because we hear so much in the coaching world about like being authentic and being yourself so the kids feel like it's a true connection. But the reality is there has to be some sort of disconnect just because of the dynamic of the situation, right? You're ultimately responsible for them. And so you have to be looking out for the well-being of them. So how are you able to balance that and develop real connections with them, but still maintain the balance of you being the leader?
I think you said it, you have to be yourself. I think you kind of referenced that somewhere. When you go out there and you just be yourself, I think kids, if you try to be something you're not or try to act in a different way, I think they see through that. I think number one, if you generally care about them, they know. And if you don't care, they know that. But I think as a coach, you just naturally develop relationships. And I think the separation just kind of naturally comes, especially as you become an older coach like I am now. There's just that separation. And It's an easier separation. But yet, I think we still have great relationships with our kids, and we can joke around and have fun. And you know, one of the best stories I had last year was when we won the regional final, our kids at West Salem said, "Coach, you've been at the last two West Salem regional championships," and they're referencing a number of years earlier when they had upset GET when I was coaching at GET. And they had upset us, so they got a kick out of that. Of course, early in the year, I told them that we were going to switch benches for the year. And they looked at me at our home gym. I was asking our AD, I said, "Hey, can we get the home bench down on that end?" And the kids looked, and the AD looked. And I said, "Well, I'm like 15-0 down there, so I never lose down there, so let's move the bench." And so they got back at me later. So we, you know, we're able to be ourselves and joke around, but we also know when it's time to, we do have the same goals, which helps too, to, you know, have a little bit of that separation. When we get on the floor, it's pretty serious and it's business.
Right. All right. So you had a longer coaching career, and I'm curious if there's something that you really believed early in your coaching career that throughout the course of time you've changed because you learned something new or you were presented new information, and what that is.
I think as I've gotten older, I've relied on the kids more and I've really let them play more. I think early as a coach, probably my biggest mistake and the thing I would change if I had a chance to go back is I'd give them more freedom. We give our kids a lot of offensive freedom now. And we trust them, and we trust them to make decisions. And I think as a young coach, the thing that I really did is I didn't want turnovers. I wanted good shots every possession, and I wanted to almost control every possession. And in hindsight, I wish I would, the way we play now, I wish, you know, and the way we played with our GET teams later on, I wish I would have had our teams always play that way.
So what was the thing or the time in history that made you transition to a little bit more freedom?
When we got a lot of really good shooters. and I thought, boy, that's a pretty good shot. And that's a pretty good shot by that kid. And so a part of it was definitely the personnel we had. But once we had that type of personnel, I felt like, boy, this is a way to play basketball and it's a lot of fun. So as our talent level improved, we gave them more freedom. And we really, you know, that was how I really wanted to play once I saw how dangerous and how much fun it is to get up and down the floor and shoot threes and transition and play the game fast. It's fun for kids. It's fun for fans. It's fun for coaches. And, you know, as I saw our kids develop those skills, I kind of got hooked on trying to play that way.
We were talking earlier about your kids and me having known them as children and now they're adults. And as a coach, you're doing that with your players, even though you're not the parent of them, but you're moving them from children into adults. So I'm curious, what's one thing that you do with them that you think makes the biggest positive impact for them as people, as they progress in their life into adulthood?
I think it's something that, you know, we kind of just touched on, is what we do on the floor. We kind of let them do as kids too, is we let them learn and we let them make their own decisions. And now we're always there to say, you know, this might have been a better decision. And you know, if they, whether it's, you know, after a game, not cleaning up the bench, you know, it's, you know, hey, you know, do you think we should have cleaned up that bench? And, you know, of course, they'll go back out and clean it up. And then they'll learn the next time to do that. Or, you know, it's holding a door for, you know, maybe some elderly people coming into the gym. And that's kind of the way we play basketball, is we let them make a lot of decisions on the court and learn from those decisions and let them be themselves. And so I think it's kind of a combination of the way we play and the way we expect them to act. We give them leeway, but then and also try and give them some guidance with that.
As many listeners know, I spent over 6 years as a general manager at Just the Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. I was able to spend time talking hoops with coaches like Tom Izzo, along with high school and youth coaches, in addition to meeting some basketball legends, including my childhood favorite, Sam Elke, who is in the WBCA Hall of Fame and High School Basketball Museum, located at Just the Game Fieldhouse, which is a must-visit for any true hoop nerd. They also play host to the WBCA All-Star Games and Coaches Clinic every year. Just the Game hosts over 70 basketball and volleyball tournaments annually and is a great place to play for teams of all ages and ability levels. You can't beat all Wisconsin Dells has to offer in your free time. The Fieldhouse also has two sister companies in Just the Game Impressions and Just the Game Live. Just a Game Impressions specializes in customized screen printing and embroidery and promotional products. They serve businesses, schools, sports teams, and more. Just a Game Live takes pride in providing affordable and simple live streaming solutions for venues or programs of all kinds. Inquire today for more information. For more info on everything Just a Game has to offer, check them out at justagamefieldhouse.com. All right, so we're chatting in part because you're coming to the 608 basketball tournament this winter on December 17th, and you're playing in the first ever showcase game. So you're playing Verona High School on Saturday. And so tell me a little bit about what we can expect to see from the West Salem team this year.
Well, I think the West Salem team will be very similar to last year. Last year we had a team that I believe we had six kids score 20 or more points in a game. And we had a seventh kid, Brett McConkey, who is a heck of a three-sport athlete, who when we went to play for the conference championship, we had one of our top players, Peter Lattos, wasn't there that night. And we went to play Onalaska Lutheran for the conference championship. And Brett, I think, had 23 rebounds and 19 points that night. So he didn't quite get to 20 points to give us seven. But, I mean, I think you can understand how valuable that kid is and a great defender. So I think what you'll see from us is, you know, what's I think our strength is any night it might be two or three different players that have big nights. And we really look to go to the hot hand. So I think what you'll see from our kids is we're going to try and play fast. We're going to try and play in transition. If we're open in transition, we're going to shoot threes. Defensively, we're going to try and get up and get after people and pressure them. For us, what will be, it'll just be such a valuable learning experience playing a great team like Verona with such good athletes to see if what we can do at the Division III level, if we can go do that and have some success against a team, a program of that level, we'll know we're on the right track if we can compete with them. So, you know, if the game is played fast and it's played up and down, that's how we want it to be played. And that's what people see from us.
So the fans that come out to see team play, because I mean, that's a big part of Wisconsin culture basketball. But ultimately, you have individual players who are helping you move along. So I'm curious about some of those individual players that are at the forefront. And yeah, you have committee, and that's a great balance thing to have as a coach, yeah. And it makes your life a lot easier. But can you tell us some players that fans would be excited to maybe come out and check out and what they may see from them?
Sure. And, you know, I don't want people to come back and tell me I'm a liar if two or three other different kids play well, because that could happen with us. But we have three kids that are getting college interest right now. Peter Lattos is a 6'7 kid who Peter can shoot the three. He can go down and post up. He handles the ball well. Really versatile 6'7 kid. And he's getting Division II interest right now. He has some NAIA offers, and also most of the state schools are looking at him. So he's just a fun kid to watch because he does so many different things at his size. Another kid that will go on and play college basketball is Carson Kepnick. And Carson's one of those long-range snipers that, you know, he pulls up 5-6 feet past the arc. We don't blink. We expect him to shoot that, and that's a good shot for him. The good thing with Carson, he's a good enough athlete to get by people and get to the rim. So he's just not a catch and shoot guy. And really, he's, you know, as an undersized guard, he's probably a 6'1 off guard, but he goes out and gets 4 offensive rebounds a game for us. He gets 2 steals a game. He just does a little bit of everything. He's a kid that's diving on the floor. And, you know, people in Wisconsin will probably know the Kepnick name from Viroqua, of course. And so with Scott and Brian being great players there, and their dad being a great coach, and Carson would be the son of Scott, who was a great player, went on to play at Stevens Point and on at Ripon College. So I think a lot of fans would know that name. And then the last kid, Tamarian Henderson, is also getting he's only going to be a junior, but I think he's ranked in the top 25 of that class, I think 22nd in that class. And he's the kid that's getting some Division I talks right now and some Division II interest. So those three are probably the kids that I think from an offensive standpoint that you'd look at and say, all right, and they're the kids that'll most likely go on and play college basketball. You know, we mentioned, you know, I don't want to say everyone, but we mentioned Brent McConkey, who's a great three-sport athlete, who's is valuable. You know, we have those three really good players that are going on to play college sports, and Brett, we say, might be our most valuable player. He just does so many things for us as far as rebounding, makes some threes. He stretches. He's a great defender. And, you know, the last kid is Brennan Kennedy. And again, I hate to go on and on about all our kids, but Brennan's really unique that he's a four-sport athlete. He plays football in the fall. He plays basketball in the winter. He's just a great athlete. He's a sprinter on the track team as well as a baseball player, an outfielder on the baseball team. And so Brennan's just a fabulous athlete. So I think they're going to see a lot of really good really good athletes from our level school. People they come up.
You have me even more excited to watch you play than I already was coming in, knowing what you accomplished last year and bringing nearly everyone back, or everyone back from last year.
Well, it was kind of a weird year. We had two kids, C.J. McConkey, two seniors that contribute a lot, and Jack Healy. And those two kids had been a first-team all-conference kid and a second-team all-conference kid as juniors. And actually, C.J. McConkey was player of the year in the conference as a junior. And we unfortunately lost those kids until January because of football injuries. And they didn't quite ever get back to the form they had as juniors. So so the five that I just mentioned started the majority of the year for us. Those seniors did come back and beat a few kids out late in the year, but those five that I talked about certainly have a lot of experience.
All right, so we have you playing December 17th at Madison College at 1:45 against Verona. I'm excited to kick that day off. We've got a lot of fun things. Excited is my big thing is player experience. I love for the players to have a great experience and remember this. But I'm going to get you out of here on a non-basketball related question.
Okay.
Two of them, actually. So the first one is, if you could only eat one food item, what would that food item be?
Oh, my God. That's the toughest question of the night because I love to eat. So right off the top of my head, it becomes steak, pizza, and ice cream. I guess if I had to narrow it to one, I'd probably say a nice ribeye steak.
Okay. All right. Last question. If you could obtain one superhero power, what would that superhero power be, and what would you do with it?
What are some superhero powers for me?
Literally anything you want. Like, it could be, because you love food, it could be like to never get full, right? And then you just get to eat.
I would like to be able to run really fast and jump really high. So I don't know what superpower that is, but that's what I'd like to do.
Ultimate athleticism. All right, Coach Wagner, thanks for coming on the Hoop Nerds and sharing with us, and I look forward to seeing you December 17th.
Hey, thank you, Billy.
I just wanted to give a quick shout out to my friends at Dr. Dish Basketball. I've been associated with their products for a few years now, and I'm really impressed by their innovative and user-friendly shooting machines. They also are great people with tremendous customer service. It's no wonder why they have become the preferred choice among top programs around the country and world. I am very grateful for their support of the show. Make sure to check them out at drdishbasketball.com and at Dr. Dish B-Ball on social media. Be sure to mention WBCA when ordering your next Dr. Dish to save an extra $300 off any commercial purchase.